Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Let's give away some Caps tickets, as promised, on G&D. Caller number 10 at 800-636-1067. Congrats, you're winning a pair of tickets to see the Capitals on Wednesday, November 19th. That's 9 days out. They're taking on the Edmonton Oilers. Oh, no kidding. People are going to win tickets to see Connor McDavid, the best player in the world. That's pretty cool. 80s night with the Washington Capitals. They're going to turn back the clock for 80s night. Tickets and more event information, go to thefandc.com/contest. This is courtesy of the Washington Capitals, and we'll be giving away tickets at 4 ahead of the Blitz all week long to go see Connor McDavid in town against the Caps, only here on Grant and Danny. Show's brought to you by the law firm Kondorian Murad.
We love those guys, so we want you to go see them. We're sponsored by the law firm of Kondorian Murad. Estate planning, elder law, real estate transactions, probate administration. Their attorneys are always there to protect you and your family's assets. Schedule a free consultation with their team today by visiting kmlawyers.com and be sure to let them know that we sent you. That's kmlawyers.com.
Let's talk hockey on the Blitz. NFL Commanders coming up in just a few. Sammy Silber on the Caps, who have dropped 6 of 7. Sammy, the Caps are supposed to be the team that keeps us afloat in town and keeps us from being sad, and they haven't been very good at that lately.
Yeah, it's not looking great. I think the more frustrating part is if you look at things, you know, 5-on-5, it's actually, you know, not the worst story. You know, they're doing really well in that area, and there's certain areas where they're excelling, and 5-on-5 is one of them. It's just the special teams is not where it has to be, and you look, and there's, you know, when you're going through times like that and, you know, ebbs and flows like this, you know, there's not really time, you know, or, you know, the ability or capacity, I should say, to make mistakes. And, you know, when there's a couple that happen, it all just kind of boils over and frustration builds and, you know, it can, you know, cost you 2 points. So, you know, the glaring issue is special teams, but, you know, otherwise things aren't in the worst shape, but it's certainly not looking great, you know, in the grand scheme of things.
What's the special teams fix, or is there one?
Yeah. I mean, it's a good question, right? And I think if we knew it, we'd see it by now. But, you know, I think a lot of it is trying to balance, you know, trying new things and flipping things around and experimenting with, while also, you know, trusting in that process, you know, because there is something to say about, you know, especially having talked to Carberry about last week and why the unit, especially that top one, is kind of staying together. You know, it's kind of a thing of they've shown, you know, in the past that they can get the job done. And when you need to get the job done, you know, that's the unit you go back to, right? So I think looking at it, it's just trying to, you know, thread the needle between trying things new and trusting in that process. But, you know, with Dubois out long term now and things not looking good and, you know, the same results night in, night out, it might be time for a shakeup.
Sammy, you mentioned special teams kind of being the stalwart here. I just wanted to drill mm-hmm. down deeper on that. They've had a shakeup on the coaching staff. With the departure, how different are the obligations or the roles? And, I mean, have they lost someone that was an answer in that regard? What can you tell us there?
Yeah, I mean, not so much on the power play. You know, I think, you know, if you look at what Mitch Love did, it was a lot of, you know, the defense and that little bit of the penalty kill. And, you know, I think when you lose like somebody like that and you have a change of scenery, you know, and a new coach who comes in with different systems on defense and, you know, different ways things work, things, you know, might, you know, obviously it's going to affect your team. You know, it would be ignorant to sit there and say that doesn't, you know what I mean? So I think that, yeah, like there's some growing pains there and you can see it, you know, especially with some of the plays that happen on D, you know, maybe you make the wrong move with the puck or, you know, execute the play wrong coming out of the zone. And then, you know, you look at the penalty kill and there's a couple fumbles there. And while, you know, it's not necessarily like terrible play on the penalty kill, as Carberry pointed out, you kind of get what you deserve based on the way you're performing out there. So definitely some growing pains, you know, it would be ignorant to sit there and say that it doesn't have any effect at all because any coaching change is going to, but that's more so on the defensive side of the puck, not so much power play.
Sammy, thank you as always.
Thank you. See you guys soon.
Talk soon. Hit that NFL sounder, please. Our guy, Nate Davis, USA Today, joins us to go around the National Football League. Nate, this felt like the week that teams that weren't very good jumped up and surprised us and beat good teams.
Yeah, well, I mean, a lot of bad teams won. I'm not sure the Jets beat a good team. I mean,
that's
the Panthers,
true.
Panthers. I mean, you know, but I picked the Browns to win the game. The Panthers, you know, I didn't see them beating the Saints. I mean, the Texans have been certainly an underachieving team, but you know, I think maybe they're finally on the come, and they showed 26-point quarter that they could probably maybe get back to the AFC South with some wins against the Colts and other teams there.
Nate, big NFL news of the day. Brian Daboll got fired. Your thoughts on that? And is Joe Shane going to be the GM there in a year? What kind of head coach makes sense for them?
Yeah, man, you know, it seems like a lot of defensive kind of guys getting bandied about. That doesn't make a whole lot of sense to me unless you're able to get a really good offensive coordinator in there, because I think priority one has got to be the development of Jackson Dart, the ongoing development, and all the talent that he's going to have around him, Malik Nabers and Scadaboo, et cetera, et cetera. But it does seem like Joe Shane's probably going to be there. I mean, the Giants said today that he's going to lead the coaching search, which would lead you to believe that he's going to pick a guy that he likes and that he thinks he can work with. Otherwise, I don't know why he wouldn't clean out the whole thing all at once. So I think got to assume that, I mean, you know, whatever you think of Joe Shane and the decision to re-sign Daniel Jones and let Saquon Barkley go, et cetera, et cetera, he has put a lot of good players on that roster. It's a nice young core. So seems like he's going to get to see that see that come to fruition.
Twofold here, Nate. Are we not paying enough attention to how good the Rams actually are? And is Matt Stafford the MVP through nine games?
Yeah, you know, I pulled about 10 people on our staff for midseason MVP, and Matt Stafford. I mean, this was last week, and he won going away at half of the first place votes. And I mean, I wrote that he was the MVP. You know, after the Jacksonville game. So I don't know that he's been getting as much of the love as he deserves. I mean, I've also had the Rams atop our power rankings for this will be a couple weeks in a row for them. I mean, but you know, we've had a bunch of changes up there with so many teams losing. But I think the Rams and the Seahawks. I mean, West Coast teams, the people need to take notice of those two clubs, and they're going to be playing each other this upcoming Sunday in L.A. And you know. For whatever that's worth, I mean, it'll be worth first place in the division, but I think those are two clubs that are built to play deep into January.
Will the season Washington's having negatively affect Cliff Kingsbury as a head coaching candidate, or do you still expect him to have options if he wants to go do that again?
I mean, Cliff was getting, you know, I mean, I would have had options a year ago. I don't think that, you know, a bad year and Jaden Daniels being hurt for a lot of it is going to reflect on him all that negatively. I would think if Cliff wants to go be an offensive coordinator somewhere else, he would probably have that option. Not that I'm saying, you know, he wants that, but you know, how many Ben Johnson kind of guys are out there this year? I don't think many. So I would think Cliff Kingsbury would be on several short lists, depending on how many short lists there are. But I mean, you know, when you got teams like Giants and Titans that have first-round quarterbacks that obviously were drafted with the notion that they're going to be franchise quarterbacks, I would think that Cliff Kingsbury is probably a guy that those clubs would at least take a look at. I don't know if the Commanders are going to let him go to the Giants unless it's for the head job, but we'll see.
Is it the Patriots division now, Nate? With a huge signature win at Tampa to go with their other nice win this year against Buffalo. But just looking ahead at their schedule real quick, Jets, Bengals, Giants, bye week, Bills, Ravens, and then Jets and Dolphins. They'll be underdogs probably in two of those seven games the rest of the way. They're already at 8-2. But what are we really talking about here with them?
Yeah, the only thing I kind of wish they would have done is I wish maybe that they'd made like maybe a more aggressive play for a guy at the trade deadline, maybe for a Trey Hendrickson type of guy, because they've also got a ton of cap space right now, which they can roll into next year, of course. But I wish maybe they had one or two more guys on that team. But I do think you're right too, Danny. I mean, I think that loss by the Bills yesterday was huge. I think it dropped them a game and a half behind the Patriots, but they've already the best they can already do is a split with them, and so that loss of Miami is also going to hurt from the divisional tiebreaker standpoint. And they're playing great ball, and they don't even have all their guys. Ramondre Stevenson is hurt, and Kayshon Boutte's hurt, and they're not even full up yet. But I think Drake May is probably your MVP runner up right now, and what a fantastic season he's having, and has a high completion percentage, but also isn't doing it with a bunch of dump offs and screens the way some guys pad that number. So, it looks like it's going to be the Patriots and Bills here for a couple of years to come. We haven't really had that kind of rivalry in the AFC East for quite some time. Should be fun, but they definitely have the inside track at this point.
Seven straight wins for New England. May, as you said, number two in the MVP odds right now, has been incredible. What do you make of the Ravens' renaissance in the AFC North? The Steelers can't seem to get their footing. That was a dud, another clunker for them against the Chargers. So they've lost three of four. The Bengals' loss is going to haunt them. Packers is understandable. Chargers, a winnable game. Injury-riddled team last night. They lose there. And the Ravens just continued to roll out of the bye. Three straight wins. Browns, Jets, Bengals coming up now. They could very easily get to 7-5.
Very easily. I think the Steelers, after that, they have both their games with the Steelers still. And I believe, I don't know if I'm standing right in front of me, but I believe they're game out now, despite everything. I think the Steelers are at five wins and the Ravens are at four. So, I think you talked about the odds, Grant. I think that the Ravens had already kind of gone above 50% to win the division a week ago when they won their first two, or I guess their first game back with Lamar, who's been back for two games now. The talent has never been a question there. It's just getting it all to mesh and getting it all on the field, and it's not all on the field quite yet. But I'm excited to see where it can go. With some continuity with Lamar and figuring out guys like Hopkins and Bateman and Isaiah Likely and others that really haven't been utilized a whole lot since he was out. There's a good upward ceiling with those guys, and I think if they can kind of get everything figured out on defense, you got to put them back in the Super Bowl mix where they were at the start of the season. And looks like they're going to, at least if things continue trending the way they are, they're at least going to get that divisional first round home game.
Nate, thank you as always, buddy. Have a great week.
Thank you, guys.
See you, my friend. Hit that local 53 sounder, please. Our guy, Nick Akridge, Pro Football Focus. Nick, good heavens. What do you even say?
Yeah, there's not much to say. It just keeps kind of getting worse and worse, especially on the defense. There's really not much else to talk about outside of the defense. I think the offense did about as well as it could, but with how the defense is playing, they have to almost be perfect, and they weren't, and you saw the result.
Who played well?
It was all offense. So I think our top graded players were Laremy Tunsil, 83.6, Marcus Mariota, 79.6, Treylon Burke, 79.1. Those are the top three guys. Defense, there was only one guy that played at least 15 snaps that had a grade over 65.
Wow.
So it just kind of tells you all you need to know.
Good Lord. Yeah, and that matches. Everyone always wants to yell about your grades on PFF, but that matches the eyeballs, as does the offensive numbers. I thought Mariota was really good, but Treylon Burke stood out. Three targets, three catches, used his size, made a nice catch down the field as well. Former first-round pick. Color me intrigued here, Nick.
Yeah, no, there's definitely something there. I like them taking a swing on him. Like you said, former first-round guy, there's clearly something, talent-wise there for him. And, yeah, he's definitely played pretty well in these two games that he's had so far. And he's definitely going to get some opportunities with all the injuries that keep stacking up. So just kind of like to see him continue on it, and hopefully that's a nice you know, swing, a low swing that he made, and it, you kind of knock it out of the park.
I generally don't want to put too much stock in like an individual, like a GIF or something, like a 2-second video that someone's going to make where like a guy makes a business decision or, you know, the effort isn't great on a given play. Like I just have no idea, Nick, and I don't know what I don't know. But there's plenty of those going around really this week of moments in this game in particular where whether it's Frankie Louvu seeing Penei Sewell come around the edge going, no thanks, I'll live to fight another down. Or, you know, a number of guys just sort of out of position, sort of not really doing what they're supposed to do. I hate to try to cast, you know, sort of slam the gavel there, but given the fact that they've lost by these historic margins over 4 weeks, it's hard to ignore that kind of stuff. But again, not a great question, but just kind of give me a reaction there. What do you see?
Yeah, no, it's just kind of watching the film, and unfortunately I do have to go back and watch this defense every single week. And watching it, you see a lot of palms up, which is never a good sign from the defense. You just see a lot of guys with their palms up, kind of wondering, you know, what's going on. They don't really know what's going on. You see that too often. There were a few plays that I tweeted about that I just have my head scratching where they just aren't aligned correctly. They just don't have any real way of coming close to stopping the Lions. And I think, you know, Jared Goff might have just had the easiest game he's ever played in his life. And that's nothing to take away from Jared Goff, but they were just wide open guys everywhere and easy pre-snap reads, easy decisions, and just a nightmare.
Do you expect a difference in how the defense looks Sunday with Dan Quinn calling plays?
It's tough. I think there will be a bit of a difference in terms of, you know, just not being as easy as it has been this past couple of weeks. And I don't think he's going to magically fix anything. I think this defense is still going to be a problem. I think, you know, teams are still going to, you know, easily kind of get up and down the field. But I think there is just going to be a little bit better in terms of the stuff that I'm talking about where, you know, palms up in the air, people don't really know where they are, that sort of stuff. I think that kind of stuff can get cleaned up with someone like Quinn kind of calling the plays. But in terms of, you know, really kind of stepping in and getting this defense back on track, I just don't see how that's going to happen.
Is there any, like, Grant and I were trying to talk about this earlier and we got derailed for a second. I actually think it's a good question. Is there anything to build on? Like defensively, is it go, you know, okay, we do this well. Like I remember a play where Bobby Wagner's out in space. How he got there is a miracle, but whatever, he was there. And I can't remember who the player was, but one-on-one, he didn't get around Bobby Wagner. He stepped up and drilled him, knocked him to the ground. That was after like 9 yards, but still, okay. I'm like, okay, that's something at least. Like one-on-one, Bobby Wagner can tackle. Are there any building blocks? Are there any things to go, okay, we do this well, let's try to emphasize that?
Yeah, I mean, I think at first this season, or at the start of the year, my biggest thing was, you know, just emphasizing tackling. I think at the beginning of the season, tackling was a huge, huge problem. It's kind of continued to be a problem. So, like you said, kind of picking one thing that they can kind of, you know, focus on and get better at throughout the rest of the season is where you can kind of start and build off of. For me right now, that is limiting the busted coverages and the missed assignments because you see it. I chart them every single week, and I see a handful every single game. So for me, that's kind of the big thing kind of building forward is you want some of these guys to understand their assignments and not have those big glaring mistakes. But it's going to be tough because they keep losing guys to injuries, and it just makes it harder and harder when you have guys that are not, you know, typically playing as much that have to kind of come in and know their role.
Nick, thank you. We appreciate you.
Yep. Guess if I get one.
You got it. That's Nick Akridge. Check him out. PFF. We're Grant and Danny. You are listening to The Fan. Next, I want to get into, after Sunday's game, and with Dan Quinn taking over play calling duties, do you think things look different? What might change? And do you anticipate any type of shift in performance, or is it going to be more of the same? You're listening to Grant and Danny.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Yep, so Joe will be involved all week, obviously, with the rest of the staff and, you know, planning and getting ready for the game. And then on game day, he'll be in the press box and, you know, with the vision on the coverage and the things that we need to do. And so, like I said, Nikki, I'm fortunate that we've been in that battle rhythm together during our time together in Dallas. And so we're going to try to slip into that spot, you know, as quickly as we can.
That's Dan Quinn on Joe Witt's changing role, losing play calling duties. Quinn takes over as the defensive coordinator to now match wits with Mike McDaniel. By the way, Quinn and his defense has had terrible success against the Shanahan offense. And this is another Shanahan disciple in McDaniel this week. You'll remember the LaFleur Green Bay bludgeoning in the playoffs before Quinn came here as a head coach. And then since he got here, whether it's going head-to-head with Kyle or LaFleur earlier this year or anybody else, I mean, it has been a real struggle. And this Kubiak a couple of weeks ago, the Shanahan offense has just had his number. So that's a storyline going into this game. Here's another storyline, Danny. More injuries for Washington. They are closing in on some type of team record, I would think.
Not in a good way.
As far as man games missed projection. That's something I want to dig on and try to get numbers on tonight. But Trey Amos is hurt, and he is going to miss possibly the rest of the season. This was Quinn today on the second round first-year player, the corner, who they took early this year.
Finally, I'll end on some tough news on the injury front. Trey Amos fractured his fibula, and that will knock him out for a while, so he'll miss some significant time.
So fibula is better than tibia. This is the one that Will Harris broke, but we were told then it was like a, I thought it was like a 4 to 6 week or 5 to 8 week injury or something, and we're closing in on a couple of months since he's been out. But I would think this is the end of the year for the rookie then. Amos, who in a terrible secondary on a dreadful defense has been a bright spot. I'm not going to say he has shined or been great. I don't think that's the case. But he looks like what a high-end corner plays like as a rookie. To me, if you were to tell me 2-3 years from now, he's a guy you want to pay a second contract to because he's become a really legitimate quality starting corner in the league, that would not surprise me at all. I think he's that type of player.
I do, too. He has a bright spot relative to the rest of this dull, lightless black hole universe that is their defense. But
you don't feel like
he's
every time
good.
They throw it at him, it's, oh, no.
Yeah, like, I like him. He's pretty good. I think they found one there in the second round. So I'm hoping there's not a San Rostillo-like regression next year. But it does seem like that's a good player. So who knows what the timetable is. His might actually be the 4 to 6 weeks. It might also not be. It might be the Will Harris version of it. But again, you just kind of go down and look at it. The guys that are on IR, mentioned Will Harris, Marshawn Lattimore, Dorrance Armstrong, Dietrich Wise, Austin Eckler, Noah Brown, and Luke McCaffrey. These were all people that they were counting on. You know what I mean? And that we haven't gotten to Terry McLaurin, who's going to miss, what, game 7 out of 8? Or is it 6 out of 7? I can't remember which one it is. But the injuries have devastated this group without a doubt.
Why does no one care about the McLaurin thing anymore? They're just over it. They're just bored. I mean, McLaurin was a week-to-week Brian Fantana Panda Watch situation when he originally hurt his quad. He missed 4 games. He came back against Kansas City. Then he got hurt again. And initially, and still, I guess, to this moment, nobody has said how serious it was. They just said he was hurt. But Dan Quinn, when he got hurt against the Chiefs, never said he's going to miss a bunch of time, that he's out another 2, 3, 4 weeks. He just said that they were going to check in and monitor him. And then right away, they shut him down for that game. And so we said, oh, if they're doing it this early in the week, maybe he's not going to play next week. But they've never said he's going to be out for a month. But it seems like nobody cares anymore. This is going to be the 3rd game in a row that he's missed since he re-aggravated it. So it was 4 he didn't play in, then comes back for the Chiefs. Now it's 3 that he's not going to play in. They ruled him out today for the Dolphins game already. But it just seems like there's no more passion, no more energy for that story.
I agree with you, and I think this is why. 1, Daniels. 2, the season is over. And the idea, what's McLaurin coming
back? You said Daniels.
Yeah, Daniels is hurt, which supersedes anything else, any other injury.
It's not as important to get him back for Marcus Mariota as if Jaden was out there and you're trying to help Jaden.
More Jaden's the brightest star in the universe, and without the sun, I don't really care about the rest of the stars and the planets.
I think some of it might be that the passion for the team and the season and just all of it is worn off.
Well, that's my part, too, is the season's over. Now everybody knows it. The point of, when's McLaurin coming back is, God, do we have a chance? Like, if we get him back and we rip off a couple wins, nope, nothing matters. It's over. So he can come back, he cannot come back. Come back next year, training camp, week 12, week 15, I don't care. Seriously, I'm not interested anymore. I mean, the season's over.
He lost this season.
Yeah, it's a lost year.
Lost year. For Terry McLaurin, now missing his 7th out of the last 8 games, and he's going to go into week, I don't know, whatever week after the bye is going to be.
12?
12, I guess, at 13 catches. Basically a catch a week.
My God.
This NFL season.
What a lost season.
That's the biggest nightmare of the year outside of Jaden Daniels' injury situation. The fact that Jaden's been hurt 3 times, that now there's durability questions, and that you've got to wonder about his ability to stay on the field going into next year, by far the biggest regressive, terrible storyline of the season. Second on that list is just the lost season for McLaurin that seems like was operator error before it ever began.
And we'll never know. We won't. We won't know if he would have gotten hurt had he done everything that he always did.
Because there is no reality to it. There's no way to know.
There's no definitive proof, and there never will be. So the defenders who just want to, you know, automatically, defend him in the hopes maybe they get to go to dinner with him in one Loudon one time or something like that. We'll be able to never be proven wrong in a court of law or public opinion such as it is. But I just know that we got a pretty good correlation. The guy that was always good to go, that may have been nicked up here and there, but was able to play hurt and play through some stuff, always did X during the offseason and lead up, did not do X, and is now pretty much hurt and his year is shot.
Here's a fun little convo I want to have on Grant and Danny as we kick off what is going to be the final 2 hours of the show here tonight. We're taking you up to 6:30 on the Fan. I believe Ja'Cory Krosky Merritt, who's normally on with us at 5:00, by the way, is going to be on the show tonight at 6:00 because they're literally flying.
Oh, they're getting ready to go across
overseas tonight, red eye style. They're going to fly through the evening to Madrid. So Bill's going to be outside of the United States of America. Going to be hard to get him on the phone, so we're going to do that today at 6 p.m., so make sure you're listening for Bill coming up in about 90 minutes. But what phrase are you over, or what term do you not want to hear anymore? Like, what have you had enough of from a lexicon, sergeant slogan standpoint, if you will? At 800-636-1067, 800-636-1067. I'm going to give you one here. 800-636-1067, you want to hop in on Grant and Danny. What terms, what phrases are you over at this point?
Number one, because I hate the word anyway, and I want everyone to acknowledge that it doesn't mean anything, okay? Because that's empty. I would like to never, and I mean ever, hear about the commander tag ever again. That sucks. That's stupid. That's eye roll. That's cringe. Stop it. The commander tag? Name someone that's had the commander tag. Daron Payne punched a guy in the face. What else you got? Guy that you paid a bunch of money to was like, but someone else started it. Javon Kinlaw talking trash to Jared Goff after he committed a penalty to go down 21.
Ben Sinnott, commander tag.
Do you have a commander tag?
Mikey Sanders still, commander tag.
I'd like to never
Johnny
hear that
Newton,
phrase.
Commander tag.
Again, does commander tag mean you get outsnapped by Sheldon Day?
Packer tag. Does that sound better? Panther tag. I mean, you just hate it because the word commander's in it.
That's a big part of it. I hated it before, but now I really hate it because those guys with those tags don't do diddly or squat.
Here's one. I don't want to hear any more about their culture right now. Now, I'm not going to prohibit them from ever saying culture again, but they over-talk about culture. Culture is something that exists. Culture is something that is. Culture is something you do. Culture is action. Culture is how you live. Culture is lifestyle. Stop talking about culture. Teams with great cultures don't talk about culture. The Lions weren't chirping about culture yesterday as they somehow didn't punch you, as they somehow didn't commit a million penalties, as they somehow dealt with all their injuries and just went next man up on the offensive line with a fill-in guard and a fill-in center and fill-ins at tackle. That's what a culture is. But a culture is not something you tell us about. It's something you show us. By the way, you don't get to preach culture, 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 and then have your team captain punch a guy in the helmet. If you do have a culture and that's happening, it's not a good culture. You don't get to preach your culture and then have the teammate of the guy who punched someone in the helmet, who's the team captain, say, well, you guys have to understand, a guy said something mean to him and punched him first. Uh-uh. That's not what a culture is. A culture is about accountability. A culture is about not waiting until it's too late to not fire, but soft fire and take away the play calling duties of the coordinator whose unit has given up almost 2,000 yards in four games. Culture is after a guy punches someone in the helmet and gets kicked out, and I'm sure Dan Quinn said this because he says the right thing all the time and he's a leader of men in that way at the podium. You say, that's not us. That's unacceptable. We're going to clean that up. That's not who I want to be. Dan Campbell, by the way, did that. Remember when Brian Branch got suspended?
Yeah.
He got ejected from a game. He went up. Who was he beefing with after the game? He went up and tried to fight someone. Was it Mahomes or somebody with the Chiefs? Juju Smith-Schuster, I think. He went up and he got into Juju's face and swung on him or something. And right after the game, Dan Campbell goes up to the podium and goes, that's not how we operate. He goes, I love Brian Branch. I think he's a great young man. He's a great player. That ain't it. And you want to do stuff like that, you won't be on our team anymore. So we're going to talk to him and we'll fix that. You won't see that again. That's culture. But you don't tell us with, you know, lights flashing and a big sign, culture, culture, culture. No, you just do it. You just make the point and it never happens again. Not in your locker room. I don't want to hear any more about their culture.
I'd like to take a bat like we're hitting a pinata, except this bat's got spikes on it, like when I'm in the Warriors in the 70s. And the pinata that I'm hitting is the word standard. The standard. I want to beat the standard to a bloody, deceased pulp. The standard implies if the standard is not met, something happens, similar to what you're talking about. What was the standard? Well, everybody was... down into the bottom of the abyss. What part of the standard wasn't being met? And what happens when you don't meet the standard? You see, a standard implies that if you don't do it, oh boy, there's going to be hell to pay. No one paid. Nobody had any repercussions of any kind for a long, long, long time. What it tells me is you don't have a standard. You see, The word standard implies that there's a standard. When nothing happens, there is no standard. It's therefore moot. Take that standard and shove it.
Here's one that drives me crazy. You hear this after these games from Dan Quinn. You know, that's not us. The way we play, that's not us. Sure it is.
Yeah, it is.
It was absolutely you. Unless you're telling me that a bunch of imposters put on uniforms wearing Commanders helmets and jerseys and ran out there on the field.
Well, that's not us.
It's quite literally you.
Yeah.
Unless you're telling me those four gentlemen over there in the corner, put them on my tab.
That gentleman over there is Seabass.
Yes, that is you. It's just not us. The way we're playing, this is not us. Are you sure? Isn't that a TV show where everyone cries all the time? Oh, that's This is us.
That's the crying show.
That's actually the truth, though, Dan Quinn.
Yeah.
It's the TV show where everyone cries all the time. Let's go to Patrick in Ashburn on Grant and Danny. Patrick, what don't you want to hear anymore at this point?
Speed to the ball. I don't understand how much more can we talk about speed to the ball. And then also, just another note about Joe Wipp being stripped of play calling. Like, what difference does it make if Dan Quinn's going to call the plays if we still have the same personnel on
the
field?
Yeah, you've got a guy flying a plane that doesn't have wings, and now they're saying, you sit in that seat. Dan, you take over, and now he's at the wheel. And I guess you're just hoping that the crash landing goes better or something? I'm not really sure. But, yeah, I mean, to be clear, you're right. This is not about to become one of the better defenses in the league, or a renaissance is not the expectation. I think what they're hoping for is an answer occasionally, a punt in the next game. Because you forced one punt in two games, and over a four-week stretch, you've allowed over 425 yards per game, and you've allowed 154 points. So you're just looking. It's like pulling a goalie. Might not have been the goalie's fault completely. But everyone all of a sudden goes, damn. We got our guy benched. Now I got to play a little better because the backup goalie's in. We're getting embarrassed on our own ice. 3-0, 4-0 deficit, and the goalie got pulled. 800-636-1067. So I'm getting rid of culture. I don't want to hear about it anymore. I'm also getting rid of that wasn't us, that's not us, after these bad games. Danny?
Commander tag and the standard. Firebombed.
What don't you want to hear anymore is the question on the fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed-sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Question on Grant and Danny for you on the fan right now is, what are you tired of hearing and what are you taking out of the lexicon for the rest of this season? I don't want to hear any more about culture when my captain is punching anybody in the helmet and when his teammates are defending him by saying they hit us first instead of actually taking the issue seriously and saying, yeah, that was ridiculous and selfish, and now we'll be without our best defensive player at a time where we can't get any stops and can't force any punts while going up against a guy who had 200 yards from scrimmage next week and trying to get right.
I'm ending the commander tag because that guy punched somebody and a bunch of other commanders with commander tags don't produce anything. So I want to get rid of that. And the standard, that implies repercussions. There is no standard.
Let's go to Rich in Manassas. We'll go rapid fire here. Rich, what are you getting rid of?
Oh, my God. I'm so glad you guys asked this question because I expect that the post-game conferences are getting so predictable now. Identity. What is, we're still trying to figure out our identity. You know what? How about we do this? How about after we lose by 34 points every single week, we start figuring out how we can win games. I'm envisioning the coaches sitting around with a Ouija board or some, I don't know what they're doing. Maybe Dr. Phil. Hey guys, what's our identity? We got to figure out our identity first. Then we'll get to why we can't cover in the secondary, why we have no pass protection, why we can't like put pressure on the quarterback. Right. I don't get it. What's our identity? We
identity.
All know what our identity is.
That's a really good one.
That's a great one.
It does seem like it bothers Quinn. I think it's a chicken or the egg thing to him. What's the problem? We don't have an identity. If only you had an identity,
then
you'd be 7-3. Let's go to Andre in South Florida listening on the Odyssey app. What's up, Dre?
What's happening, man? Thank you for taking my call.
Hey, bud.
My biggest pet peeve with this guy is when he gets in front of the podium and he says, we have the right people here. We're going to win with the guys. We're going to succeed with the guys that we have. You couldn't succeed with this group of guys if you were playing a Pop Warner team. The roster is brutal. The coaching is grotesque, okay? And the real conversation that should be starting here is, last year, Jaden pulled 6 games out of the fire, or else last year we were an embarrassment, but he had a rookie quarterback. This year is who he really is without Superman under center. So, honestly, the next couple weeks, the conversation should be, when does Dan Quinn start going? Because the culture is brutal, the coaching is brutal, the team has no identity. It's just a mess. And if I hear him say one more time, ball is life, you haven't had a turnover in 2 seasons.
You're dead.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, ball might be life. You just aren't breathing anymore.
Right.
Because the ball is life.
You have been pronounced dead at this point. If the ball is life, you're not living. Sorry.
You had one game where you had a...
I like that guy's pipes, by the way.
Uh-huh.
Has he called before?
I'm not familiar with
his work.
Yeah, there's like, not a Florida original. I think it's a transplant situation.
Well,
out there,
that's
there,
a
don't
New Yorker
yeah.
in Florida
uh-huh.
calling about the Commanders. Yeah. There's a lot there I didn't understand.
Sure, there's a lot of wires crossing.
But I like that guy. I like the cut of his jib. I have said since the hiring, and everyone got very mad about this and hated it and told me I was wrong, and maybe I will ultimately be proven wrong. But to me, Dan Quinn and Ron Rivera are very similar guys. Now, I will tell you that I do think Ron Rivera is not as good a coach as Dan Quinn. And Dan Quinn just has more energy. And what he did last year, getting to the NFC Championship game, was a gigantic victory and all these things. But with Ron, people just take away his best years by saying, oh, you had Cam Newton. And they just dismiss him outright like that. Like, Ron Rivera is a jag of a head coach. And when Cam Newton was an MVP, he got to go to the Super Bowl. Why do we do that with him but not other people? Like, last year, Dan Quinn was so responsible for Washington. Jaden Daniels is why they got to the NFC Championship game last year. Now you're going through it right now without him, and you got to find some answers. This is where coaches make their money. This is where coaches got to show their wares. When you got a quarterback playing at an MVP level, Matt Ryan won an MVP the year Dan Quinn got to the Super Bowl in Atlanta. Jaden Daniels last year, top five, six, whatever it was in that category. You win 12 games. A lot of defensive-minded head coaches can do well there. How do you handle years like this? That, to me, separates the really, really elite ones from everybody else. Let's go to Mike in Fairfax. What's up, Mike?
Hey, what's up, Ed? Before I give my idea here, I love Jaden Daniels. I'm a huge fan. I always will be. But until he's healthy, until he gets back on the field and improves himself again, I just don't want to hear dynamic. I don't want to hear game changer. You know, he's awesome, but let's hold off for now. You know, thanks for taking my call.
Appreciate you. Make sure all those doors and drawers are closed.
There's so many doors closed
when you're in the middle of that call. But no, I appreciate it, dude. Yeah, I get it. It's frustrating. It's been taken away from us because we got to see it. We saw the electricity. We saw the thing, right? The monster that everybody's afraid of. We have it. It's ours. Talking about Jaden Daniels, what he was doing to everybody last year. Snatching hearts. Tampa Bay probably should have won that playoff game. Nope. We got him. You know what I mean? Philadelphia probably should have won that. Nope. We got him. Like, it is awesome. And now it's been ripped away from us. It's a little too painful to talk about right now.
David's and Tyson's. David, we're trying to put together of lists of things we don't want to hear anymore. What do you got?
The brotherhood.
There it is.
There it is.
Show me brotherhood.
Brother. Oh, my God. No, thank you. Just, yeah.
Like, no, thank you is a good bit. You won't say that after they say brotherhood. Next
no,
time.
Thank you.
No, thank you. Check, please. No, thank you.
But man, I've called in, and I know we want to point a lot of fingers at Dan Quinn, but I still think that Adam Peters needs to account for some of this as well. The statistics. If you looked at the numbers, they told the real story of last year, and to kind of be delusional about where this roster actually was in the moves that they made. You know, I mean, we had the oldest roster coming in to this year, and what, were you shocked that you have a lot of injuries?
I'm not shocked that they had a lot of injuries,
buddy,
because it's what we talked about all offseason with their age. The problem is, yes, it's more injuries than you would have anticipated. I don't think anyone could have anticipated.
Yeah, because no one. It's not old that Luke McCaffrey's hurt or Trey Amos, who's a rookie.
Trey Amos out for the year. Yeah, there's a lot of guys where it's not because they're old that they got hurt. But it's true, when you're that old and when you're signing a lot of guys to one-year deals in their mid-30s, you're probably going to have to deal with a bunch of injuries. They were not just the oldest team built this football season. They were the oldest team in 12 years that people have been tracking the data of the average ages of acquisitions in the offseason. I mean, what was the number we came up with? They brought in 20 guys who were going to be 30 or older, I guess 29 or older at the moment they signed, like turning 30 at some point this football season. That's crazy. I'll push back a little bit on the numbers last season, saying that, you know, they couldn't be good again. They were a top 10 offense last year. They were a middle of the pack defense, I think 13th or something like that in the NFL. So if Daniels was going to replicate last season, I think there was plenty of reason to think they could have been a playoff team again. But the regression, with a harder schedule and with more injuries and with some of the luck that you had going away, was going to take you from 12 wins to what, 9, 10 wins, and now you're hoping for a wild card berth? That was kind of, I think, what most people were thinking.
Yeah, that was the idea, right? That they could be as good as they were last year, such as it was, and have a worse record, right? That was actually very reasonable. There's far less Cooper Rush on your schedule, a lot less Deshaun Watson on your schedule, you know? Way less... whoever the hell will start, beleaguered Daniel Jones in New York that time. I mean, there's just way less terrible on your schedule this year.
I want to hit some NFL headlines next, but let's wrap up the calls on what you don't want to hear anymore from the Commanders staff and Dan Quinn, because there's some really good ones on hold. We'll go rapid fire, wrap this up, and then spin around the league next. Grant and Danny taking you up to 6:30 on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.